This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great day when Washington, D.C. wakes up to the reality that depending on the health of one 49-year-old individual who was stricken by a stroke unexpectedly, depending on the health of Senator Ben Ray Lujan, Democrat, New Mexico, the majority of the U.S. Senate at the moment is Republican. And no, that would give Kamala Harris no chance to break ties. This is directly relevant to the nomination of a Supreme Court justice, which could occur at any day now. There seems to be, well, there are rumors right now that Biden may be leaning toward a South Carolina judge because if Senator Lujan is not back in time to vote for that confirmation, it's going to require some Republican support. J. Michelle Childs, the judge from South Carolina, has actually had a very positive thing said about her by the two U.S. senators from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. But the basic situation right now is Ben Ray Lujan, Democrat, New Mexico, suffered a stroke and had surgery to ease swelling in his brain. His top aide said today, leaving Democrats short of a crucial vote in the 50-50 Senate while he recovers. He's currently being cared for at University of New Mexico Hospital, resting comfortably, and he's expected to make a full recovery, said his aide, who is named Sanchez, and Carlos Sanchez. And Mr. Lujan first started experiencing symptoms of dizziness and fatigue last week. Mr. Sanchez said he didn't say when Mr. Lujan would return to the Senate. That's because in this kind of situation, you just don't know. Well, Mr. Lujan is absent from the Senate. There will be just 49 senators in the Democratic caucus, making passing any party line nominations difficult, including President Biden's expected Supreme Court pick, as well as any legislation that needs full support from Democrats. Democrats have expressed concerns over this control of the Senate, which only forces Vice President Harris to come to the Capitol to break a tie. According to last month, Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii was out with coronavirus for a couple of weeks as Democrats mounted an effort to change the Senate's filibuster rules. Currently, GOP Senator Mitt Romney of Utah is quarantining with COVID-19. Mr. Lujan's absence could make it much harder for Democrats to confirm Mr. Biden's ambassadors and other nominees aside from the Supreme Court. That's from the Wall Street Journal. What's fascinating about all this is the idea that if Lindsey Graham actually votes for the confirmation of whoever it is that President Biden names, does that represent some kind of surrender or compromise or something inappropriate? I mean, Stephen Breyer, who just left the court, he was confirmed by a vote of 87-9. I mean, and he had the great majority of Republicans voting for his confirmation. He served 27 years as a moderate liberal on the Supreme Court. The point about all of this is that Lindsey Graham voted for Sonia Sotomayor to confirm her. He voted to confirm Elena Kagan because he defends the old idea, which I think is the right idea, which is that Supreme Court nominees, as long as they are seen to be legally competent with a distinguished record, free of scandal, should be judged based upon their character and their qualifications, and not simply be rejected because they're appointed by a president of the opposite party. Democrats have been doing this for a long time. They conducted successful fights against Richard Nixon nominees, against Ronald Reagan nominees. Bob Bork was nominated by President Reagan, and he was blocked by the Democrats in the Senate. And of course, Republicans have turned around and tried to do the same thing. Not nearly as much. Because you remember, again, no one more qualified or appropriate for the Supreme Court than Neil Gorsuch, for goodness sake. And Democrats voted against him almost entirely. So President Trump was interviewed about Lindsey Graham, who is a key man, former chair of the Judiciary Committee, I believe. He's been a ranking Democrat on the judiciary for a long time, and he himself is a former prosecutor. But concerning Senator Graham, President Trump was interviewed on Newsmax, and Lindsey Graham had also expressed strong disagreement, as had many other Republicans, with President Trump's suggestion of pardoning the people who've already pleaded guilty and may end up being convicted concerning the riot on Capitol Hill. Here's what the president, former president, had to say. Clip 18.
Saturday at the rally, you talked about the potential, if it's appropriate, of pardoning some of the January 6ers.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham said a couple days later he thinks that's inappropriate. What do you think?
Well, Lindsey Graham's wrong. I mean, Lindsey's a nice guy, but he's a rhino. Lindsey's wrong.
And again, to write off Senator Graham, who actually, when you look at the nominations of all three of the Trump justices, who were excellent choices, all of them, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, Lindsey was absolutely crucial in winning those nominations confirmation. Yeah, particularly, remember how passionate he was in defense of Justice Kavanaugh. And, of course, he was right. And it was extraordinarily appropriate that he take that position. There's also this. There's a certainly one of the people who used to be a friend of President Trump's. He was the guy who, as a network executive, helped put Trump on the air for The Apprentice, which, of course, changed his life and career and ultimately led to the presidency. Jeff Zucker just resigned. And here's the way that Kate Baldwin announced the news on air. Clip 9.
We have news now to report involving our network. CNN President Jeff Zucker has just resigned after disclosing a consensual relationship with a colleague. Jeff has led our company, led CNN for the last 9 years. Joining me now is CNN chief media correspondent, host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter. Brian, what more do you have?
As you said, Kate, Zucker has been a larger-than-life figure at this news organization for nearly a decade, a pioneering figure. And now his resignation is stunning this newsroom and the news industry.
Okay, and Stelter goes on to read a statement from Allison Gollust, who is the colleague who, by the way, for 20 years has been a close friend of Jeff Zucker. And here's what she had to say. This is clip 8. We will get to that later, but we're going to be speaking first to Frank Luntz, a pollster, about the shape of the Republican Party and its internal divisions. Trump still in total control? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, it is always an honor and a pleasure to welcome back Frank Luntz, who is, by, I think, a pretty good margin of advantage, the most respected, influential, and perceptive public opinion analyst, pollster, focus group impresario, and a contributor to virtually every television network on all sides of the aisle. His background, though, Republicans and conservatives. And right now, Frank, I wanted to speak to you about some comments you made as part of a big piece in the New York Times concerning the Trump base. First of all, everything going well on your end?
Well, it's time where I find more and more people have chosen sides. They don't want to hear an objective evaluation of where things stand. And I find myself torn between those who think I'm a traitor by pointing out issues and concerns that the public has towards things that Republicans stand for, such as this whole dispute between Ukraine and Russia. And I find myself being attacked by the left, who simply want to destroy the economy by spending every possible dollar on problems that either do or don't exist without any sense of accountability or efficiency. So I'm stuck in that horrible middle with not many friends and not knowing who my allies are.
Well, you've got a friend and ally right here. Let me go to something you were quoted in the New York Times as saying, and I assume it's accurate. You said the Trump group, you're talking now about people who are personally loyal to President Trump and not just conservatives or Republicans. The Trump group is smaller today than it has been in 5 years, but it is even more intense, more passionate, and more unforgiving of his critics. As people slowly drift away, which they are, those who are still with him are even stronger in their support. Does that mean, even to the extent of denying some of the obvious realities of our time? Like, well, for instance, what's fascinating here is President Trump seems to be getting alienating some of his base over the vaccine issue because he supports vaccines. Does this make any sense at all?
Well, it makes sense politically in terms of their ideas, but I'll tell you, as someone who's done research in this area, the fact that you began or this segment in some ways potentially questioning what the former president is either saying or doing, I am convinced that hundreds of people are not listening to you right now that were listening to you before you raised it. That is how bad it's become. We aren't seeking the truth. We aren't seeking the facts. We're seeking to be confirmed and celebrated for where we stand. It's why on radio and on cable TV, the shows that are more extreme, more blustery, and more intense are getting the highest ratings, and the shows that focus on a balanced, reasonable, sensible, accurate approach towards politics in general, and Trump in particular, those shows, the ratings have dropped off a bit. We don't necessarily want the truth anymore, and that's what I don't understand about America.
Okay, in terms of the Republican Party right now, it used to be, and I know that you've done research and you've done studies and focus groups and polls that show that it is no longer the idea that the Republican Party is just one undivided Donald Trump fan club. There are a lot of people who have doubts about Trump. Who are the credible challengers, if there would be any, to his expected presidential campaign in 2024?
Well, this is what I asked Trump people. How do you feel about Donald Trump attacking the Florida governor, DeSantis? He was Donald Trump's strongest ally for the entire Trump administration. Trump always spoke favorably about him, but now that they may be in conflict with each other, Donald Trump is taking shot after shot. Why is that? Why is it that so many of the people who felt that Congress wasn't strong enough in support of the president, or the governors weren't strong enough in support, why is Chris Christie speaking up now? Why are these Republicans in the Senate speaking up? And my answer is that in the end, they appreciate and support so much of Trump's policies, but they're saying enough is enough in terms of Trump's commentary and behavior. And if I can add a personal note, Donald Trump is the first politician to alert us to China. He was the first politician to actually employ serious sanctions against Russia. He spoke up about the problems in education and in schools, and we owe him a serious debt of gratitude for what he was willing to do and the courage that he had. But by the same token, we don't want our children talking like he does. We don't want our kids to be rude to each other. And it is absolutely within our rights, and in fact, we are responsible to speak up if we think that the behavior of someone doesn't match the policies of someone. And I think that that's what's also happening in terms of Trump support.
Jones, you think, and we have just a few moments left, Frank Luntz, that part of the problem for President Trump right now is that he makes it very clear that if he is going to run for president, that means we're going to have another at least 3 years debating January 6th, debating the Stop the Steal idea. And I think the American people are awfully tired of it, no?
You're correct. In fact, we asked the public. Number one right now is inflation. Number two is crime. Number three is the border insecurity. Number four are shortages. Number five is a lack of faith in the future. And six is talking about what happened on January 6th and the election. Republicans, independents, Democrats, conservatives, liberals prioritize our day-to-day anxiety and challenges and the damage that's being done to our economy by this current administration, and they deprioritize the previous election.
Frank Luntz, appreciate your perspective. I know you have a busy day, as always. We're going to post some of the latest observations by Frank and basically giving perspective on this whole issue of a future for the conservative movement, for the Republican Party, that is not entirely and exclusively dominated by one individual. Frank, Godspeed to you. When we come back, more about the basic questions about the nation's future and the Republican future. In other words, let's say the Republicans do, and I certainly hope they do, take over the House of Representatives. Then what exactly? We've got then fully divided government, right? That's what we want. But what does that mean? We will get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ordering 3,000 U.S. troops to deploy to Eastern Europe as the Russian military builds up along its border with Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby assuring these soldiers won't be in Eastern Europe for long and they won't engage in the current fighting along the Russia-Ukraine border.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Russia has been criticizing the United States and NATO, claiming they are stoking fears of an invasion, not Russia. Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 2020 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Republican Party and its excellent chances of winning back the House of Representatives, and good chances, though they're not quite as strong, of winning back the U.S. Senate. A lot is going to depend on what happens in Georgia. And why? Because, again, Raphael Warnock, who was just barely elected this last time, is going to be running in Georgia, where there's deep divisions in the Republican Party, where there is a real question about who is going to be the most effective challenger to Senator Warnock. There will be a disputed Republican primary. There's a disputed Republican primary in the governorship. And part of what Republicans are going to be need to be doing a couple of things. One is they apparently are working now, so says Kevin McCarthy. They're working now on a shorter, simpler, more realistic, you could say, contract with America. And apparently Newt Gingrich is contributing to that, and I think that's good because he is a very good idea man and he comes up with things that could engage the public. But that question that President Biden used at his press conference, he said, I know what the Republicans are against, but what are they for? Now, by the way, Republicans can do very well by just being against some of the excesses of the Biden administration, but they also ought to have something that they can unite and say that they're for, other than replaying the 2020 election, which is not something that a majority of Americans are eager to do, or anything close to a majority of Americans. And when the Republicans have something that they feel that they can be for, one thing they can start with, and with the Democrats currently not holding a majority because of Senator Lujan of New Mexico being hospitalized right now due to a stroke, one of the things they should focus on is this Election Count Act reform. which actually would reduce the chances of any president or any candidate for president or any people who want to play tricks with a certified election and overturn the results of the people, that would make it harder to do that and make it nearly impossible to do that, as it frankly is right now. I'm not one of those people who believe they came so close on January 6th. They didn't. With a cockamamie plan anyway, and it didn't particularly work. The other thing that Republicans can do is concentrate on what Americans, many Americans, and the polling shows this consistently, believe is optimal, which is getting a divided government. And why do people favor divided government? Because they don't particularly love either party. And right now, there's no particular love for the Biden administration because of some of its excesses. Today, at the press briefing with White House press spokesman Jen Psaki, USA Today's Michael Collins asked a strong and obvious and very pertinent question. Listen, this is clip two.
Yesterday, the national debt passed $30 trillion for the first time. Does the administration see that as a problem, or do you share the view of some economists that debt doesn't matter?
Well, the president believes we need to have a sustainable and responsible fiscal policy, which is why he put forward ways to pay for his major proposals. He's committed to a sustainable and responsible policy in ensuring that our long-term investments are fully paid for, like Build Back Better. I'd also note that this stands in significant contrast from the previous administration and Republicans in Congress, which passed a $1.5 trillion tax cut for wealthy taxpayers in 2017 and didn't pay for it. As we look to the debt, which obviously the president wants to be lower, it's important to note that more than 95% of the national debt was incurred before he took office. The national debt increased by $7.8 trillion during former President Trump's presidency, which accounts for about 30% of its total. So we are working to address, we are working to be fiscally responsible, and that certainly is a priority to the president.
Okay, what's tricky about her numbers is she's talking about money that's been spent already, but she is not talking about, not including, all of the money that has been authorized or that President Biden wants to authorize that would add much more to the debt than she's acknowledging there. But this will give you a very good example. The Democrats want to make this coming up midterm election a replay of Biden versus Trump, where Biden, on the popular vote, there's no question at all that Biden won the popular vote decisively. And so, of course, they want to do that, and which is why Republicans have to make it a vote in favor of divided government and having a force in Congress that would be willing to work with the Biden administration when it's right and when it's doing something appropriate, and being able to moderate some of its more extreme positions. Now, one of the extreme positions is Republicans in general are in favor of colorblind governance, not basically creating special privileges or special focus on certain selected racial groups. And there was a question that came up at a news briefing this morning that put Jen Psaki, the White House press spokeswoman, in a kind of, well, you'll see how she handled it. She was asked a question by a reporter named Weijia Zhang, who is Asian American,
given the president's commitment to diversify it, mm-hmm. will he make similar pledges? Should he have another opportunity to nominate someone? For example, there's never been an Asian American justice or an LGBTQ justice, so will he make a similar pledge?
Well, I would say that about judges or just in general, I would say that if you look at the president's record of judges, circuit court judges, lower court judges, it speaks for itself. He has had a enormous number of judges he has nominated who are people of color, who are women. He has nominated and confirmed an extraordinarily diverse bench of qualified individuals to serve on the courts, and that is certainly a priority for him. I don't have have any new pledges to announce for you, but I think I would point you to his record, which speaks to his commitment to ensuring the court is more diverse, lower courts are more diverse, the higher courts are more diverse, and that is something he certainly will continue to look at as a priority.
Okay, this goes to what is surely going to be worth talking about, because one of the things that this new court may be called upon to decide are cases that have to do with the future of affirmative action. And by the way, when people are talking about what would happen with these cases, if, as expected, the conservative majority on the court, including the three justices appointed by Donald Trump, if they vote that, look, we don't want to authorize government funds and government decision-making judging people based on the color of their skin and not the content of their character. And again, here, this goes to sometimes what happens with affirmative action, and there have been whole books and studies and academic research that confirms this, that at some point, if you give a racially based preference, people are sent to schools, are admitted at schools, and sometimes get government money to attend schools that do not match their skill set and their ability. And that doesn't happen all the time. It's wrong to say that whoever he appoints to the Supreme Court, because most of the people that have been on this short list are people who have outstanding academic records and outstanding judicial records. Okay, so fine. But the idea of fighting for this kind of, quote, enforced diversity, where the percentage of people you appoint to anything have to be racially distributed in a certain numerical way, that can be a strong issue for Republicans generally, as it has been in the past and will be in this upcoming election. We'll be right back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you!
The Michael Medved Show.
And very nice to see the market continuing to make back some of the ground it lost last week. And up 224 points the Dow today. And look, there is energy in America. There is energy in our economy. If the politicians would get out of the way, if we could do something to stop the inflation, to stop the worries about rises of interest rates going on too hard and too far, we have every opportunity to continue to lead the world economically. And part of what allows us to lead the world is some exciting high-tech companies. Here's one. It's a company called 4C. But it's not like 4C looking, it's like 4C SEA. And it actually provides, it's in the seed stage now. It's not currently operating or offering product, but it's on the way to doing that. It's offering alternative protein company producing cell-based shellfish, targeting the most expensive shellfish, also those that are most associated with disease in the wild. Its first product planned is a cultured scallop, and it's a premium $8 billion market. There's a strong scientific team with this company with deep background, extensive experience in cultured meat. Now, I have nothing to do with the company, personally, and because I keep kosher, I don't eat shellfish. However, this is a company that is being developed in connection with our crowd. And you can read about it and get free information about this opportunity or dozens of other opportunities of exciting high-tech startups through our crowd. There's no obligation. There's no cost. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for our crowd. This is my brother's venture capital, seed-based. It is basically crowd-sourced venture capital investments in high-tech companies, often in Israel, but increasingly around the world. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for our crowd and click to get free information sent to you as regularly as you want it. Our crowd. Okay. There's another scientific story that we touched upon yesterday with James Barry, who is the great historian of the 1918 pandemic, the Spanish flu epidemic that killed 670,000 Americans.
It did, when our population was much less. This, of course, pandemic is on its way to killing a million Americans. And there's a piece in the New York Times, a detailed piece, and very thorough and full of charts and graphs and numbers and authorities. But it basically asks the question, why is America, with all our advantages and our technological advancement, we were the first up with vaccines because it was developed largely by that Operation Warp Speed. Why is it that we, by far, have a higher death rate than other countries? For instance, we are approaching a million deaths in Australia. They're approaching 4,000 deaths. That's not 400,000. It's 4,000. And if you adjust for population, that could be 40,000 deaths. In other words, if Australia that had the same percentage that we did, if their population was the same as ours, the equivalent, instead of our 1 million deaths, there would be 40,000. Why is this happening? And Benjamin Mueller and Eleanor Lutz write in the Times that 2 years into the pandemic, the coronavirus is killing Americans at far higher rates than people in other wealthy nations. A sobering distinction to bear as the country charts a course through the next stages of the pandemic. Several countries had higher per capita COVID-19 deaths earlier in the pandemic, but the U.S. death toll now exceeds that of all peer nations. The ballooning death toll has defied the hopes of many Americans that the less severe Omicron variant would spare the United States the pain of past waves. Deaths have now surpassed the worst days of the autumn surge of the Delta variant, and are more than two-thirds as high as the record tolls of last winter before vaccines were even available. The Devi Sridhar, who's head of Global Public Health Program at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, says death rates are so high in the States, eye-wateringly high, the United States is lagging. And they say in the Times some of the reasons for America's difficulties are well known. Despite having one of the world's most powerful arsenals of vaccines, the country has failed to vaccinate as many people as other large wealthy nations. Crucially, vaccination rates in older people also lag behind European nations. The United States has fallen even further behind in administering booster shots, leaving large numbers of vulnerable people with fading protection as Omicron sweeps across the country. The resulting American death toll has set the country apart and by wider margins than has been broadly recognized. Since December 1st, when health officials announced the first Omicron case in the United States, the share of Americans who have been killed by the coronavirus is at least 63% higher than in any of those other large wealthy nations, according to an analysis of mortality figures. In recent months, the U.S. passed Britain and Belgium to have, among rich nations, the largest share of its population to have died from COVID over the entire pandemic. Yesterday, on February 1st, the United States, which has 10 times the population of Australia, we had yesterday in the United States 3,579 deaths. Australia had 70. So we are talking about just a devastating situation, and the fact is, the truth is that particularly with the Omicron variant, part of what has happened is the vaccines do not necessarily prevent people from getting sick, but they prevent people from dying almost certainly. And this entire paper, this entire analysis here goes on and talks about how in the United States, we have a unique problem of people losing faith in institutions. And this actually goes to why it is that there are so many people who support and admire President Trump,
And President Trump is pro-vaccine, to his enormous credit. He developed the vaccines. Good for him. Credit to President Trump. One of his historic achievements, right? But the fact is that he has also been involved in breaking down faith in U.S. institutions, faith in media, faith in universities, faith in our medical professions. And that is unmistakably a problem. Why should it be that in the United States, where everything was free and was widely distributed at the very beginning, under the Trump administration it began, and then continued under the Biden administration, I don't think you can blame this on Biden. I don't think you can blame it on Trump. But what you do blame it on right now is the COVID fatigue, which has grown up everywhere. And again, one of the things that I believe is a patriotic duty. If America is not going to have this horrible distinction of having the highest death rate in the world, what we're going to need to do is to encourage more people, some of the, 60 million or so Americans who are not fully vaccinated. And it's far more than that. It's about half the American public that doesn't have booster shots. It's not true in other countries around the world. And we're not just talking about outliers. We are doing worse now than the United Kingdom, where they have their own political problems. But one of the things is not to have sort of uncritical faith in anything that some kind of authority tells you, but to at least look at the material and be rational, where clearly it is in the hands of every individual American. We can't count on our leaders or our authorities or our system of laws. This is up to individual initiative. And to do everything possible to try to encourage more self-preserving behavior, that is to the benefit and the glory of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.